New Year's Day, and I'm here with a native South African. This is Coffee Mambo Jumbo reporting on Beaver Creek Estates Reserve Katwai Bean 2012 that we've had as an espresso. In fact, I've had it as an espresso. Lovely little acidity up front coming there. And now I've transferred it into a latte for South African born. Shirley, who was with me on the estate, talk a little bit about the estate and then what do you think about the Katwai as a latte?
Well, it was an amazing experience being on the estate, and it brings a whole new dimension to the drinking coffee experience, knowing what goes on with the growing of the bean, knowing the land, the people behind it all. So that added dimension just enhances the whole coffee experience.
Mm-hmm.
As for the coffee itself,
yes,
the word that springs to mind is chocolate.
Chocolate galore.
Everything chocolatey.
Yeah.
Being a chocolate lover, that suits me down to the ground.
Okay.
So there's a real coffee hit up front, very strong chocolatey notes coming through. You know, it might not have the subtleness and the variety of notes that other coffees have had that I've tried. But for me, this is a great coffee experience. And if you enjoy those chocolatey notes, this is the one for you.
Mm, very good. It's true that we've tasted so many different coffees here. We're quite blessed with amazing artisan roasters in London who import coffees from all over the world, whether it be Latin America, South America, Central America, Africa. And this one, of course, from South Africa, not a country you would equate to with coffee. But as Shirley said, it was amazing to be on the farm and to see what it's all about. But one thing is for sure, the chocolate notes run through all of their beans. And one other thing which is very interesting is to know really what the soil, the climate does to those coffee trees or bushes. And then, of course, the roaster is Eddie, the roaster is on the farm as well. So everything's been done in the same place. But I was also very lucky to have some green beans with me, which I'm going to put to this test with Artisan Roaster CGP in Vienna, Fürth Café, next time I see him. And then see, really, I mean, how much different those green beans that we've tried here, roasted by Beaver Creek, would taste roasted by somebody else. Because I really want to know what the real essence of the soil of South Africa, of that particular region in KwaZulu-Natal, brings to the bean. That would be so fascinating. So stay tuned, because we're going to put Beaver Creek to the test in 2013 and see what it's all about, roasted by somebody else.